Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Masacker's here. Tom's back. He's a 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a bunch of books, including A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief, and on, so many great books that will help you to discover the meaning of life. Right? Is that what they do, Tom? Help you discover the meaning of life?
That's the next book.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, so stand by for that one, folks. But this one, these others will get you on the way. Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here with you.
So, as I've said many times on the show before, every organization, business or nonprofit or church or government or wagon train, every organization has a culture, and the culture will spring up and develop organically, good organic or not so good organic, all on its own without anybody doing anything, won't it?
Well, yeah. Think about the word culture. That, like, you put a culture in milk in order to turn it into yogurt, right?
Right. So it's going to happen. The question in your business, and the culture is a huge determinant of the relative success of the entity, isn't it?
Oh, it's the whole, I mean, you've heard the cliches that, you know, culture eats strategy for lunch and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever the life of the organization is, that's what's going to dominate the direction of the business, just like the life of a vine growing
right.
up a building. You know, that's just how it works.
And the relative performance of that entity, good or bad. So if you're the CEO of your company, which you are, which I am, which Tom is, then it behooves you, it's imperative for you to recognize what your culture is, right, Tom? And make sure that it's serving the your business model. And the performance is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and look, not just the performance. I mean, it also has to do with the feel and the environment and the interactions between the people. I mean, just yesterday, probably the greatest team right now in the NFL, which is the New England Patriots, they just released probably their top defensive player. And I guarantee you it had more to do with the fact that this guy wasn't fixing the culture properly, and that's what their head coach does. When he
right.
sees something that's not right, he just takes care of it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's not romantic about things that mess around with the culture, right?
No, that's where he puts his foot down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember during a couple years ago, during this, right before the Super Bowl, one of his top receivers, right before the Super Bowl, said something that he didn't approve of, and he knew it wasn't part of the culture to do this, and so he benched them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just amazing.
We need more of that, don't we?
I think so. Yeah, because look, there's two things that go on. One is you need to know how to create, you know, a vision and a direction, which, by the way, is going to shift and change, and everybody needs to understand that no one knows what the future is. And then you create some measurements, and you let people go and let them do their jobs and let them figure out how to get there. And what you watch is you watch the interactions between the people. You watch the culture, the way they do things, the way they treat their suppliers, the way they treat their customers. That's the key to successful performance.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, but unfortunately, most organizations, especially, I'm afraid, small businesses, aren't even, that's not even on their radar screen. They're kind of walking around as if that's one of the forms of resistance that they just have to deal with. It's just another one of the plates that they have to spin, another one of the hats that they have to wear. Another part of their challenge is to always be doing this. And the thing is, the truth is there are steps that you can take once you actually recognize that you have a culture, and you realize that you're probably not influencing it like you should be. Once you start doing those things, then there are steps you can take to maintain and to acquire and maintain a culture that will be productive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the way you hire people, things like that?
That's absolutely right. Look, the difference between the marketplace and what makes it so challenging and dynamic, as opposed to a football game or a baseball game, is football has defined rules, and you're trying to beat another guy. When you're in the marketplace, you're competing against everyone else that's trying to get these people's attention, to keep them loyal, to keep them telling, you know, to get them to tell their friends. So you need to design your business with that in mind, that you're trying to connect with these people, and you have no control over those people, right? It's not like you can watch a game plan from last week to see exactly what you should do this week. It doesn't work like that. And once you determine, okay, this is what we have to have in order to appeal to this outside world. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to do. Now you just do it, and if somebody doesn't want to do it, they're not the right people
for what you're trying to accomplish.
That's it.
And when you bring on the new people, or anytime, as you're in the middle of this process, when you bring on the new people, you got to make sure that they're not just hired for competence, but they're hired as that coach, as you said, the coach did. They're hired to fit in with the culture.
Absolutely. And listen, you can train people, but you cannot train attitude.
Right, that's right.
So what you're looking for is you're looking for the right attitude. Listen, when I had my small business, I had 40 people in the business years ago. But listen, customer engagement was the biggest part of what we did.
Yep.
And what I would do, Jim, everywhere I went, if I was in a restaurant and the wait staff, whoever was waiting on me, had this just amazing attitude, I'd interview her. I didn't care if she didn't know about the medical industry.
Right.
I wanted that kind of passion and that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that was important.
That's exactly right. You can train people with tools. You can make them smarter. But if they got a bad attitude, if their attitude doesn't fit your culture, it's going to be hard to fix that. Tom Asacker and I will be right back. Tom, give us the website quickly, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.